Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
One last go around, boys. Here we go. It's BetMGMU alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. The first round is in the rearview mirror. The college football playoff and the quarterfinals on the horizon. How do we think it went with that first round? What do we expect to happen in the quarterfinals? Why is Choppy typing so quickly? And was he in Detroit with a blue wig on yesterday? Important questions will be answered in the next hour. We'll take care of you. Get you ready for not just the quarterfinal round. We'll make some predictions about how we think the rest of the bracket plays out as well here on BetMGMU. And yes, I'll say it. It's the final edition of BetMGMU as the reincarnation of the network happens under the Westwood One Sports flag. This is the final time you'll get the three of us together, unless we happen to bump into each other on the street, which is extremely difficult since one of us is in Dallas, one of us is in Memphis, and the other is in Pittsburgh. But crazier things have happened. So we'll see where it goes from here, boys. Let's go out with a bang, though. Unlike Texas A&M, and let's start there. If we're going to go over the four first-round games, I think we should start with the ugliest one. Texas A&M losing to Miami 10-3 at home in College Station. An ugly win for the Hurricanes, no doubt, John. But Carson Beck, as average as he was, he didn't play at a particularly high level, didn't make the key mistakes that Marcel Reed did. A fumble and two interceptions, including one on the final play of consequence as the Aggies were driving to try and tie it up. So Miami wins outright as 3.5-point dogs on the road, and we go way under the 48.5-point total. What'd you take from this one, other than it may have been the ugliest college football playoff game we've ever seen and may ever will see?
That, like, midway through the third quarter, no matter who wins this game, they're going to get absolutely
waxed.
I was trying to think of a way to say that, but it was just a horrific game overall. Somebody had to win it, but it was just a really, really disgusting, boring. I mean, I was really ready to fire both teams into the sun, quite honestly. Miami just made, you know, fewer mistakes, I guess you would say, than A&M, although they made their fair share. I mean, look, it's great for Miami, Florida to get that win, you know, be relevant again. Obviously, it's a storied program, but I don't know. I don't come away from it feeling like they're about to achieve anything beyond this. It feels like they're road ends.
Yeah, I came away from this. You know, we had the TCU horn frauds, and then, you know, we had the lean, North Texas lean green. These are the A&M gaggies. They gagged all over the place. That's what they did. This was a disgusting, abysmal game, abysmal performance. They should be embarrassed. The conference should really throw them out. You can't get – this game had more missed field goals in the first half than actual points. It was an awful game, an awful performance. And, you know, look, if we looked at this more closely, we probably should have seen it coming because A&M did not, for some reason, the only SEC team in history that didn't actually play anybody during the regular season. They didn't play Georgia. They didn't play Alabama. They didn't play – I mean, they didn't play anybody. They didn't have a single win in conference against a team with a winning conference record. What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, that's we should have seen it, but we didn't. This is a disaster. John's right. This is the whoever won this game was going to be the sacrificial lamb for Ohio, I guess Ohio State. Yep. What an awful game. I don't want to see it ever again.
We'll get into Miami taking on Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. Somehow that number has come down within 10. It opened up at 10 and is now down to 9.5 in some spots. We'll talk about whether Miami can do better than 278 total yards against the Buckeyes defense, number one in the country, in just a couple of minutes. The Friday night game, Bama upsets Oklahoma after being down 17-0 in the first quarter. And we kind of called this, guys. We knew it was just going to come down to which quarterback made the biggest mistakes. And John Mateer made the biggest mistake. I mean, there were a number of them. There was a drop pass. It was a sequence of events late in the second quarter. A drop pass on what would have been a massive conversion. Then you got the punter just dropping the ball on a snap. And then you got Mateer's pick six. You roll it all up and you take a team that had all the momentum at home. And then all of a sudden the air was sucked out of the stadium and Alabama just took care of business from there. And it didn't feel like Oklahoma really had a shot at all once things pivoted towards the tide, John.
Yeah, that was a really bad look for Brent Venables, who, you know, has a reputation as a bad big game coach and really showed it in this game. I mean, I guess you could say there was that touchdown and make it 27-24, but you still kind of didn't feel like Oklahoma was going to be able to get on the right side of this thing. And I'll even go back to the end of the first half. You know, Oklahoma's up, you know, 17-0, and I guess it got tied up there. And Oklahoma's got the ball at the 50, you know, with timeouts left, and they they call a play, they get it some positive yardage, and they go down in bounds. But rather than use the timeout and just take a shot, give yourself a shot at you know, trying to create some good vibes and momentum going into the half, he just lets the clock run out with timeouts. And it's just like, dude, you've got the ball at the 50. Alabama's getting the ball at the second half. Why are you not at least taking a shot? Maybe you get a penalty, maybe you know, anything can happen in this game. And he was just content to go into half. And I just kind of think that's a reflection of him. You know, I think he's too conservative to ever win big at that level. And obviously, you know, that really cost him in this game.
Yeah, that's defensive coaches in general, right? They're always on the, they always kind of err on the conservative side because, you know, they're like, hey, they trust in their side of the ball. And that's just, I mean, good luck, but what an end to this game for them, because I mean, again, they were completely in control of this one. There's a reason we call them 0-U, not OU, 0-U, because they put up, I was basically a big zero after the first part of this game. And, arguably the worst pass I've ever seen, the pick six, not ever, yeah. But somebody was in the wrong. Either Mateer read the play wrong or the receiver read it wrong, because that DB was cooked. Based on what the wide receiver did, that DB was absolutely cooked. But Venables you gave him a lot of credit this year for turning this thing around, and it all ended in this one fail swoop in this game and basically the last 2.5 quarters. And I feel really happy for Kalen DeBoer because he would have felt the ire. I mean, that thing was piping towards 31-10 and a blowout and Oklahoma moving on and DeBoer getting fired and being the coach at Michigan. But that's not going to happen now.
Yeah. At a certain point in the first quarter, I wondered if Kalen DeBoer's agent was just booking a flight directly to Ann Arbor after the game and letting the team go back to Tuscaloosa. But they turned it around, and now that ship has sailed. Kenny Dillingham has re-signed at Arizona State as well, or signed an extension, I guess I should say. So Michigan is they're in a dark room with no idea how to get out at this point as far as their coaching search goes. Let's go to the two late games where we had big favorites against group of five teams. Ole Miss covers the 17.5 against Tulane. Absolutely dominant from start to finish. Let off the gas a little bit in the second half. But for the most part, you know, when you score in, 59 seconds on three plays to open the game and just kind of take off from there, nearly 500 yards of offense for the Rebels, 10 yards per attempt, 4.5 yards a carry. They won turnovers 3-1 as well. And then Oregon didn't end up covering the three-touchdown spread against JMU. The Dukes got a backdoor cover, but Oregon was even more dominant. It was 34-6 at half. 514 yards of offense, 7.7 yards of carry, one despite turning the ball over twice, John, and they lost time of possession by 11.5 minutes. It didn't matter. They just hit big play after big play.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, I mean, those games went like we talked about. Tulane was over before it started. And we talked about that. I mean, whereas you have Ole Miss that basically, you know, they've hired their defensive coordinator. So there's a lot of continuity and a lot of reason for those guys, even with the departure of Lane, to still play hard. You know, Tulane didn't do that. He's kind of coaching, John Summerall is coaching two teams right now, trying to balance both. His father sadly died the night before the game or two nights before the game. So obviously, you know, his head's and heart's in a million different places. And then you're just outmatched, right? You're just outmatched physically. We talked about that first half. I think we all liked the first half. Everything cashed on Ole Miss. Does that mean that, we need to ban group of five teams? I don't think so. I think you're going to get into the Sherman Antitrust Act when that happens. But I do understand that this is mostly going to be a bye week most years for the Power Five team that's on the other side. And that's fine. I'm sure they're not complaining. I'm sure the Ole Miss isn't complaining today about having moved on and Oregon having moved on in the playoff and, you know, gotten essentially a free pass to do so. But yeah, I mean, that wasn't a fine moment for the group of five or group of six. There's no question about it.
Look, I don't know who the Sherman guy is, but he's ruining college football. I'll tell you that. Whatever this Sherman dude has anything to do with it. I don't know.
You off the air.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever. They get Tulane gets in, JMU gets in. These games suck anyway. Let's be fair. We've had 15 playoff games, 12 of them double digits. These games stink. College football doesn't lend itself to upsets anyway. This isn't the basketball tournament where one team gets hot from three and the other team can't hit from three, and all of a sudden it's a 14 beating a 3 seed. That happens. It's not going to happen in football. The 12th overall seed is a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament in basketball. 3 seeds have won like 4 times. It didn't even happen there. So, you know, the games stink anyway. If they want to let a G5 in, fine, whatever. It doesn't matter. Do I think that Texas or Oregon, I'm sorry, or Notre Dame or Vandy gives Oregon a better chance or Ole Miss a better chance? Yeah. You know, but unfamiliar road environments are brutal anyway. I mean, do we really expect, you know, Vandy to go into Oregon or, you know, Texas lost to Florida. They lost by 25 to Georgia. Like, do we expect them to go in there and win anyway?
So let me ask you guys this, because last year, obviously, the theme was the top 4 seeds sat around, didn't get to play in the first round, and they paid for it. Now, 2 of them weren't from power conferences, right? Boise and Arizona State. And Arizona State had a hell of a game in that quarterfinal. But they all got bounced. Do we think that this year's top 4 seeds are going to struggle with the 3.5 week layoff, John, the way last year's did?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's necessarily any reason to believe that it would just always be that way. Like, I think last year's, you know, home teams were 4-0 in the first mm-hmm. round against the spread. Obviously, that changed a little bit with A&M and Oklahoma. So I don't know. I think you know, it's the sample size is so small that it's hard to just assume it will always be that way. So I don't know. I tend to believe that, you know, the bye week will ultimately over time serve those teams better than the alternative.
Yeah, the bye week is – the problem with the bye week is just it's so long. We're talking about a month. And, yeah, there's no – I don't think there's any coincidence that they went 0-4 last year. Because even in the NFL, we'll see a team, you know, get picked off all the time. I mean, Detroit happened last year, right? They were the 1 seed. They got picked off. They get, you know, you get a week off, and it's the same thing with work. You know, the NFL's got a stat. The home team's a favorite off a bye since like the 2020, or you have a losing record. You go on the bye week, you go on vacation, all of a sudden you get back to work, you're like, wait, what am I supposed to do here? You know, you're still on vacation mode. So, and it's even tougher when it's a month. That's too long.
That's what. And there's, I think, I don't know about Miami, Ohio State. We'll get into all 4 of these quarterfinal games in a second, but I do think it's a really valuable question when we talk about maybe Bama, Indiana, certainly Oregon, Texas Tech, which is the closest matchup of these upcoming 4 games, and maybe even Ole Miss, Georgia, because not only do you have one team coming off a bye and another one going through everything they did with their coach leaving, but also they're familiar with each other, right? They played back in October. We'll get into all 4 of those games, how we expect the quarterfinals to go down, more thoughts on those top 4 seeds as well. Next, right here on BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.